Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
$1,212 for the impossible question. Under 20% of people actually do this. We've got Natalie. She'll be our first caller. Good morning.
Good morning. I would say you pull in your driveway and you sit in your car and keep listening to a song to finish it because you like it.
Or you listen to some great content that you hear on the Kathy Romano show, and you're like, I can't go into work just yet.
There you go. Yeah. True.
Oh, yeah. Although we would love to tell you you're correct. It's actually not the answer we're looking for. But stay in your car and listen to the show, please.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Natalie.
All right. Bye.
Keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Under 20% of people actually do this. We've got $1,212. Do this. What do you think it is? We've got Chrissy on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you...
I think it's... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say that they work outside, like they work in their cars.
Oh, so like you're doing a little bit of extra work in your car, whether it's email,
yes,
or looking at spreadsheets. And we do think that the answer when they get it right is lame. And I would say that's pretty lame if you're working in your car.
I definitely will like do emails in the car. Like I'll drive...
Not-
I'll
course,
drive home.
Parked.
Yeah, yes. Well, I'll drive home. No. I do it on the school call. No, I'll drive home and I pull into my driveway and I don't know why.
You just almost, check email like immediately?
Like I'll just check my phone. Like, did I get any text messages? Is there like a quick, not always email, but sometimes if I'm waiting, like if we're doing something that needs to be answered, like, and I've driven home, it's taken me a half an hour and I need to check real quick. I'll check before I go in the house. Cause I feel like when I get in the house, it's like time for other stuff.
Okay.
So I'm like getting
get
it done before
space.
I walk in.
Get the space done before you enter your home space. All right, that makes sense. I'll take it back then. Not lame. Actually, great idea.
Good guess, Chrissy, but not the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We have Julie on the line. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
How about they take their work with them when they go on vacation?
Oh, we would
losers.
Definitely find those people losers. Well, Bobby actually has vacation coming up. Surprise, yep. I'm coming with you.
That's to Kathy and also Julie. Sorry, great guess, but that's a double buzzer you had to listen to, Julie, right there.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
I'm going to call Bobby out because we were on an email yesterday with our boss. And our boss was like, hey, man, like this might come up while you're on vacation. Like we might need you to do this. Like just hop on a call.
And what did I say?
Bobby respectfully was like, nope.
That was me in response. Pretty much.
What was it?
I was like, basically, if I can't handle hearing from you guys what we need to do, I'm good.
Yeah.
I think I can figure this out.
I know. I'm copying on it like, whoa, yeah.
So yesterday, Brett admitted he's going to do the bare minimum at work. And I admitted that I am not going to work one bit on vacation.
Wow.
So.
All right, Laura. Yeah. So you and I will be in contact.
Yep.
I guess.
Yes.
Wait, and you sent us something, I think, on Instagram. It was like something about, don't be fooled just because I like you at work. Like, I don't want to hang out with you outside of work. Like,
yeah.
Something like,
yeah, no,
you,
yeah.
You
the, don't be fooled if someone's nice to you at work. Like, I don't want to have any relationship with anybody at all outside of work. That's
I was
fine.
Like, oh.
Okay. And he sent it directly to us.
Oh, yeah.
He sent
this guy's just letting you know.
He was like, hey, just want to be clear. We're good at work.
Good. Yep.
Outside, I don't want to ever
we're
see
good.
You.
I'm basically, just so you know, I will be checking my emails from you guys in my car in the driveway. Once I get inside the house, that's it. It's over.
All right, let's go to the last guest. Maybe while Bobby's gone on vacation, we'll look for another host.
Oh, wow. Another buzzer.
Cindy laughed. Hi, Cindy.
No, Cindy. Do not laugh at that.
Good morning.
All right, Cindy. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
Well, this is in the same vein. I'm going to say check your emails or messages while you're off work. Like Brett watches the Be Up Club.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brett
I'm
does.
Hoping he saw that I was number one this morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he did.
Very important.
Very important. First person to check in is always very important. And definitely Brett is watching all the time.
Well, we know Bobby definitely doesn't check emails on vacation. Nope. He definitely thinks those people are losers.
Yes.
I have to say, I probably will take a glance like once or twice while on vacation.
The last day I will go in and clean up because I hate coming back to work and being like, I have to answer 300 emails. So I will clean up on the way back.
But like, not always. Like I'm not, I don't feel like I have to do it. It's like if I'm sitting there and I'm just on my phone, I'm like, oh, just browse emails for a second.
Get it done.
So Cindy, sorry, that is not the correct answer.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
Have
but
a great day.
Cindy, bye-bye. I am going on vacation, so enjoy the new host that starts while I'm gone. And so apparently they're looking for a new one, so enjoy them.
What's the guy on the calendar behind you? What's his name?
Is that the shirtless guy?
Yeah.
Because this one's named Gritty here on the left.
The one on the right. What's his name?
Tom.
Kathy and Tom.
Kathy,
Tom, and Laura.
Yep. In the morning, coming very soon.
He's going to be shirtless the whole time.
Tom is not going to wear his shirt one time here in the studio.
The shirtless co-host. It's not a bad idea when Bobby's out. We get a shirtless co-host.
Wait.
We're going to talk about fireworks, by the way, in just a moment here on the Kathy Romano
we're
Show.
We're really cooking here. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to talk fireworks, Bobby. That's right.
Yeah.
Take your shirt
look
off.
Who's Welcome to the stage, Tom.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Under 20% of people actually do this. That is the impossible question. What is it? $1,212 in the jackpot this morning. We've got Jim on the line. He's going to take a guess. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
What do you think
I'm
it
gonna
is?
I'm going to say vacation with coworkers.
Vacation with coworkers. Jim, no thank you.
Yeah, Bobby also saying no thank you. Laura, would you go on a vacation with your coworkers?
I would go on a vacation with Brett.
There we go.
I actually might go on vacation with Brett, too. That might be interesting.
Yeah, no offense to you two, but I think I'm going to pick Brett, too. Just for the stories. Yep.
Jim, we definitely find that lame. We don't want a vacation with our coworkers.
That's not it.
Sorry.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye. All right. You too.
That's a really funny guess.
No, thank you.
No.
Under 20% of people actually do this. $1,212. What is it? 888-333-B101. This morning, we have $1,212. That's what the impossible question jackpot is up to. Under 20% of people actually do this. That's the question. Betty, do you think you know the answer?
I think I might.
All right. What is it?
Sell their unused vacation time back to the employer.
Oh, losers. Sell back your vacation time.
Does Odyssey do that?
No. But that's, you either use it or you lose it around here.
Use it or lose it. Yep. Well, then guess what? We're going to use it.
We're going to use it.
Sorry, Betty, that's not the correct answer.
Oh, boo-hoo. Have a great holiday, everybody.
You too. Aww. Let's go to Jim. Nope. Let's go to Diane. Good morning, Diane. What are you drinking?
Oh, good morning, Kathy. Going to the beach, you know, and sleeping in the car.
Oh, that's your guess. I thought you were saying you were going to the beach.
Diane, I'm going to the beach, too. Where are you going to be sleeping in your car? I'm going to be in Brigantine.
Happened to me once.
I thought that's where she was going, too. Like, well, I'm heading to the beach right now. I'm going to go sleep in my car.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yep. Comment?
That's your guess, Diane, that people go to the beach and sleep in their car. Ooh.
Yeah, for a night or two, maybe. I know people used to do that. I don't know. It happened to me once, but it was because we were renting a room together, my two friends and I, and my one friend's daughter. She has some issues, mental issues, and it was getting too hard. So my one friend and I slept in the car for one night.
I don't think I've ever slept in a car.
I don't think I have. Lars like, yep, in a costume, dressed as Cookie Monster. Watch.
Wait, time out. When I first started working here, I worked in the sales department, okay? And some days for lunch, I would go out and take a nap in my car.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I used to nap in car line when I would pick my son up.
Not overnight.
No, like, yeah. Get into your PJs and brush your teeth and then get in your car. Sorry, Diane, not the correct answer.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, last guess of the morning is Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Good. So under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
Turn off all your social media during vacation.
Ooh, I like that.
I do like that. I get stressed out if I start looking at social media. So
do you?
When I go on vacation, I try to just completely decompress from it, not search it, not go on it.
Why does it stress you out, though?
It just stresses me out because I'll see something work-related, and I'm like, oh.
You're like, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, okay. No, I don't want to think about that. Or yeah.
All right, so everything's work-related for you.
Pretty much with me.
So you hate work. Okay, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Check.
And he doesn't want to go on vacation with us.
No. No.
So he hates work and he doesn't
Except for Brett. I'll go on vacation with Brett.
What about Bonnie and Walter? Will you go with them?
I'm going just with Brett.
Tim?
Oh, Tim might be kind of fun, actually, for a lot of reasons, actually. Yeah, you know what? I think I'll go Tim, our boss, and Brett. Yep.
Tim, Brett, and Bobby. Yep. Where are you guys going?
Wherever we're going, if that crew's going, I'm not going to remember a thing. I know that. I don't even know where we are. And we are definitely going to sleep in our car. That's for sure.
Jerry,
we love the guests, and you just did our clip of the day right there. By the way, that's our clip of the day. That whole comment right there, but it's not correct, Jerry.
All right, thank you for letting me play.
All right.
Oh, thank you for trying. You can try again tomorrow morning. Everyone else, if we did not get to your calls, sorry. You can try tomorrow morning. We'll have $1,313. And I want to thank this morning Carol Dooling. She stopped in the studio this morning. She's the publisher of Mainline Today magazine.
Because Kathy Romano on the cover. She is the best of Mainline Today. Yes.
Yes, thank
Don't
you very much.
Don't bury that headline, Kathy Romano.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate it. And they're having a big party around this issue. It's on July 30th. At Drexel Brook, and you can get tickets to the event. It's open to the public, mainlinetoday.com if you want to buy tickets. I will be there. Bobby, you're going to come out.
Yeah,
Laura, hopefully, will get a babysitter, and we'll have a B101 table there. So please come out to the event and say hi, mainlinetoday.com for tickets.
Hey, that guy that didn't cut your lawn, is he available to watch the kids?
I did see him. 4.8 stars for babysitting.
Yeah, great. So, good. You'll be there.
The only thing is he doesn't watch kids.
Yeah.
No. He babies, doesn't watch kids. The landscaper doesn't mow lawns. Perfect.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.